Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And you're watching, you're listening, Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.
And Horacio.
Councilmember Horacio Ortiz has been our co-host and on our show for many times on there. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. You know, you become a big shot elected official and you forget us little people here.
Never.
No, I love watching you. I watch the videos getting ready for the show. I watched last night. I enjoy watching you and everything else is going on.
And watching me online. You see me posting all the time.
You do post all the time.
Thank you, Brandon.
So you do a good job on there. So how are things with the great city of Downey?
Everything's great. We're moving along. It's a very productive council. We have great meetings. Last night wasn't too much. I think it was the quickest council meeting I've ever had.
Yeah,
so, and the meeting before was one of the, I think, the toughest meeting I've ever had being council.
So let's talk about the easy one on there. So last night you honored the firemen that went out to help with the fires and so forth. So that was great.
Yeah, and you know what? I give thanks to all our first responders who went and helped the communities that have been affected by the fires. I went and gave food to our first responders, our military.
I saw that in the food truck.
The food truck, yeah. And when you hear the stories, it's heartbreaking to know that they have gone without sleep, without food, and when you heard the first responders and you hear them choke up and hear the stories, I just want to give thanks to our men and women who are serving and helping out, because it's one of the most devastating fires that we've ever had.
I was able to go with our National Guard in my Army position on there, and you know they're there. They were there right away. I mean that next day. And they're up from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then 6 p.m. they're working 12-hour shifts. And they're sleeping in
on chairs. Some of them saying that they just go lay down and just sleep like this and then just get a few hours and they go back up there to the fires and trying to find out.
And I walked with them and it was emotional for them to see it. But they're, you know, they have to tell, they were doing more police work. They have to tell people, no, I can't let you through to see your devastated house, you know, and how hard was that? So they had some of those things.
One of my friends who was affected by the fire and lost her home, and now they're barely allowing them to go in and see their home. So it's
I know. We'll pray with the rains. We'll see how that turns out. Yeah. You know, fortunately, sometimes, you know, disasters, so many people were impacted, but it brings the best out of other people. Everybody felt it, you know, had a big heart, and their organizations are still helping out.
So many organizations. My business was one of the businesses in Montebello, because my restaurant is in Montebello, who were the center for donations.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of centers that weren't accepting any more clothes. The first things that everybody thinks of is donating clothes, sweaters. But they were like, no more. I think they were trying to, there was a lot of logistics to donate clothes. So they were just saying more perishables, water, food, I don't know, crackers or something like that.
I think diapers is a big thing. Because our church, my church is St. Philip, the Apostle, Pasadena.
Animal food.
So, and animal food was something that people forgot or didn't have access to on there. So tell us, okay, so two meetings ago, why was it one of the hardest? Last night was easy. It was quick. It was that. Presentation by the mayor, the Citizens Award, and it was pretty non-eventful consent calendar. I watched it.
Yesterday's,
I was bored. It put me to sleep last night. No, in a good way. But you know what? It's interesting from the rambunctious council meetings that we had right before you got on the council.
Yes, I got, me and Dorothy got lucky we don't have that council. When I was in planning commission, we had a little bit like that.
We had a couple that way. So I miss you on the planning commission.
I know, right? When the new planning commissioner was onboarded yesterday, I was like, you know what? I was texting Carrie. I was like, Carrie, I'm still your favorite planning commissioner, right?
So Carrie flip-flop. She went from chairwoman. And I was vice chair. So then last week they elected me chair. The vice chairman, we had elected Luis Morales, and he was replaced last night by Gil. You know, we all represent at the pleasure of our council people, if you will. So probably, I don't know, but we'll probably nominate Carrie Uva to be vice chair again on there. Yes. That only makes sense on there from experience, because both Hector Lujan, Elias, and Morales didn't really want it, per se, and stuff. Anyways.
It's a whole different dynamic when we were on board and now you have
it is. It is on there. But I enjoyed working with you. That's why I got to know you and so forth. So we've become great friends. So tell us about the council meeting 2 meetings ago, and why was that harder?
Well, you know what? I think one thing I will say that my council colleague, now mayor, Hector Sosa, always told me, hey, you're going to get one of these tough meetings. And yesterday, or last couple meetings ago, we had a vote on additional funding for the YMCA. Yeah. So it was one of those hardest, and I hope everybody can see that we had a healthy dialogue between our council colleagues. And that's great to see amongst, you know, residents can see that we're not all going to vote together the same way. But as long as we have that dialogue and explain why certain decisions were made. And so it was just for an additional funding for the YMCA, which, by the way, the YMCA is a great nonprofit, helps a lot of the youth, our elderly community. And it was just one of those things that we had to vote on.
So to fill everybody in on there, the city of Downey voted, the YMCA is building a brand new YMCA. They've raised all this money. The city of Downey agreed to waive something like almost $400,000 in the fees that it takes for building and so forth, which is a very magnanimous gesture. But then on top of that, it voted to donate $1 million over the 3 years to pledge $1 million to help them towards the construction. So what happened, everything's great. That's nice, whether you agree with it or not. That was done last year, and it added to their total. Well, they had, like, until last week, some tax credits that gave them a couple $1 million more. So they came back to the city and asked for an additional $1.5 million that they were short to pledge on top of that. So from a council standpoint, I can see how difficult it is. You know, you love what the Y does. Well, you know, we're all support. The people involved in the Y are great people. The people that are running it, leading the campaign on there, it's amazing. And I'm a board member. I donated and will continue to donate. But it's city funds, and they have a responsibility to, you know, to the budget. We just passed Measure D to hire new police officers. So, you know, to not be responsible with an extra $1.5 million, you already gave $1 million. So it was a tough thing. You guys had a good dialogue, and some people got a little bit upset with you, but they'll calm down. They'll see the reasoning. I think it's an emotional thing. And then the other part was towards the end of a 3-hour, you had two public hearings on something else unrelated. So I think they were tired and bored.
Yeah, they were waiting towards the end.
They had to wait towards the end because it was like a special ask on there. So
And going back to what I said about our mayor, Hector, he always said, get the feelings out of the voting part.
Yes.
And he always gives me good advice.
Yes.
And tells me, hey, this is what's, get prepared. This is how it's going to happen and everything like that. So,
but it's hard. It's hard to say no and so forth. You know, we talked about it and so forth. So Councilman Trujillo made the motion. It was seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Dorothy Perry. By the way, I was surprised she voted because she had excused herself last time because she's on the board. And that was just kind of weird. I don't know anything else about it, but I was like, she excused herself for a conflict the first time and then brought it back in. Anyway, so she seconded, and then the motion failed. That's all it is. It just failed on there, so it didn't pass. So it's a little tougher for you guys.
Yeah, I had a couple people reach out to me afterwards and let me know that wasn't cool. And I explained, again, my reasoning, and it's some people fail to see that we already pledged the $1 million. And then donated or waived the city fees for additional $400. So in my mind, I had to think, how can I, to the voters, say I've given city funds up to $3 million for this nonprofit organization when I have, and I'm sure by this coming Thursday, we have a workshop to talk about our vision, our goals for the city for these coming years, 2 years, 5 years, and 10 years. And I'm sure we all have those visions and aspirations of what we want in our districts, not only in districts, but citywide.
Citywide one.
And how that's going to cost us. And then I was the one who brought up, me and Dorothy went to see our wells after the disaster, you know, what happened in Christmas Eve. Me and Dorothy wanted to get more information, how our well system works, what happened, get information before Edison comes and talk to us. And right now we have backup generators to some of our more important wells, so we if this situation comes again, we have water coming in.
Right.
And so when they give us information about how much each well, the backup generators cost, as just an example, the most recent example, how much is going to cost, you think, okay, if these cost this much, how can I say I'm going to donate another million, 1.5 million, not just additional. 1 million, additional. And I understand that they have a tax credit, but we have to figure out my contribution as a representative is 3 million.
Right.
So that's one of
the And you know what? It's tough. I mean, as a taxpayer, I mean, I'm partial to the why, but, you know, as a former elected official, I see the responsibilities you have. And people were bringing up, take money out of reserves. No. When I left office, we had that healthy reserve. It should always be. And it should always be maybe for one-time things. But we had to use it in 2008 when we had a fire engine down. We had to use it. So, again, I'm proud of you. The one thing that didn't come up either was, you know, the city has its own building project for the Discovery Sport. Discovery Inspirational Shuttle over at the Columbia Space Center. And that needs more money. So it's almost irresponsible to give additional money. I think the city was very kind in $1.5 million that you gave already on the thing. But to give more than that, I am conflicted because I am on the board of the Columbia. I'm also on the board of the Y. But when somebody said, oh, the YMCA is more important than the Columbia,
it's not.
No, it's apples and oranges. Number one is the Columbia brings 250,000 kids a year to go through it for a regional thing, and it puts us on the map and stuff like that. I want the Y. I love the Y. But you can't say one's more important.
Which, I don't know if the residents know, but I think LA County just put us as the STEM center for LA County
on there. And the city of STEM was hosted by the city of Downey. So yeah, so there's a lot of good stuff. So anyways, good for you. You guys stood your ground, and because you did now that you stood your ground, let me put it this way, you did the responsible thing that the citizens are there. And I think most people and most residents would see that as much as we want the why.
I think above everything, you know, I respect my colleagues, and I appreciate the dialogue we have for each other. And then at the end of the day, we still shake hands and say that was good conversation. Yeah. And I think that's what we're doing, and that's what residents want. Instead of this bickering and fighting, you hear what other cities are going through, and then their name calling. I think one city is getting sued from the staff. It was just. One thing I appreciate is we're working well together, our council.
And that's one thing that's coming up, too, that was mentioned there. You know, you have staff negotiations now for the contract.
Yeah.
Again, so if I'm a member of staff working my tail off, not getting a big raises, and then all of a sudden you give an extra $1.5 million to a nonprofit, I've been given 15 years of my life here. Shouldn't that go to our contract? Anyway, that's a whole different story. So, hey, is there any talk, any additional talk about rent control in the city?
I don't think that has been brought up
at all. Oh, my God.
I know that you're going through something in
Huntington Park.
Huntington Park.
I'm sorry. I don't mind throwing them under the bus. It's the most bureaucratic thing I've ever seen. They passed this rent control thing. In Huntington Park, 3% rent control, but there's an organization, there's a city bureaucracy, a new department fell out. So I get this letter saying, oh, I have to register by February so-and-so, or I'm going to get penalized, and it could be a criminal act by not registering my units. So I go on there yesterday, and they want a list for each unit, okay? And I have one that's, 10 units and another one and so forth. So they want to know. So I go on the first unit. I put, that's apartment A. How much was it when you first rented it out? I don't know, 1974. How the heck do I know? And so, how much do you rent now? Okay, I do that. And, I was one of those dumb ones that kept the rents down because I wanted to help people. And now, when the rent control went in for the state, the 5%. So anyway, so now they want to do it at 3. But the question is, how many people live in the unit? I don't know. How many thing on there on this? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, and they want this for each one.
Yeah.
Like, you're a city department for the city of Huntington Park. Council people, you guys are nuts on there. You're going to waste money on this. And I'm not sure what the goal was to keep monitoring that I can't increase the rents more than 3%. Okay, but it's already the 5%. And how does the state monitor that I'm being bad? You know what I mean? So,
well, luckily, our, you know, right now our council is not something that we're currently discussing. So
good. I will.
We have other priorities. I think right now, one of my thing is I'm going to make sure that I can clean up a little bit my district, my area.
Good.
There's a lot of, you know, I'm being very proactive. And through my social media, a lot of people are reaching out.
Yeah, you do good videos. Either watch him. What's your Instagram one?
Councilman underscore Horacio Ortiz Jr.
Yeah, yeah. You're funny, and I like the way you do it.
The little.
And I do, but you know what? You're communicating. You're showing the before and after.
Before and after, the stop signs. Yeah. And so when my next goal is to make sure I can beautify and as well as clean up a little bit my district.
Yeah.
So we can I know there's a lot of cars that are being left over, cars with boots in their tires, trailers, RVs are coming up again.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things I'm discussing with staff and my colleagues to see how can we clean up and make sure we're not having that throughout our city.
Right, right. And I saw that requested last night just on some of the things out there that you guys requested.
I'm going to talk to the chief too because I wanted to get more information. So now I know that if there's a car that has an expired tag more than 6 months, you can tow automatically.
Oh.
There was a car there.
One of the things that it's like, I hope that one's not enforced unless it's over a couple of days. It was brought up last night. There's an ordinance in the city of Downey that you can't bring out your trash cans earlier than 6 p.m. the night before.
I didn't know that one.
I didn't know that either. But, you know, sometimes my son or I will take the trash cans out on Wednesday morning on the way out, right? Because that way we don't want to do it in the nighttime at dark. It's scary behind the garage. It's dark back there. So we do that. And I'm like, technically, I'm violating the law. It's like, we're going to get a ticket if it's a Wednesday morning.
One thing I think we are going to enforce, especially for busy intersections, you can't park 20 feet from a stop or a crosswalk, which is a good thing.
I think it is so too.
There's a lot of accidents on Brookshire, on Old River School, on Firestone, Florence. So one thing I think a majority of our council agree is that I think we need to make sure we concentrate on safety, public safety, and how put more stop signs, being more proactive on that end, on safety, of course.
So tell me about the police report or the audit, if you will. Can you share some of the things on there? I know you guys are just hiring.
So it was great that back in December 10th meeting, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we hired, we put in additional 8 full-time police officers, and then a few meetings ago, we agreed on to additional police officers and additional staff, which is great. Measure D, thank you so much to
Measure D.
D.
D. No, oh, G was the first one.
I said, oh, sorry, D.
G. D.
thank you to the residents who overwhelmingly approved of this measure and to make sure that public safety is still number one priority for residents. So, which is great, now we have to hire. We sent out letters to 4 police officers for intent to hire, which is great. And we're just filling the spots. We're excited.
That's
we're gonna
awesome.
Make sure that we continue keeping our city safe.
That's awesome, Mother. So, full disclosure, and many of you know, I'm the chaplain for the Downey Police Department since 2002, and now I go to the station. And there's a lot that I don't recognize. I've been there for 22 years, and I know everybody. And, you know, I saw every chief, you know, growing up through the ranks, if you will, and all our captains. But now it's like, you know, I introduce myself, and then I'm like, I don't know who that is, you know.
We're starting seeing new faces, and they're starting to get to know us and our community. And I welcome every new police officer and staff that's coming in. So it's exciting. We're gonna make sure that we continue keeping our city safe.
I used to go on a ride along once a month, and my request was always to ride with somebody new. And now I got a backup list on there of officers to ride with in certain districts and stuff like that.
No, that's not a bad idea. I'm gonna go back to one.
Yeah,
I haven't been one.
You know what? You should. You look at the city totally different.
Way different
from a police car. It's just, it's not bad or whatever. It just looks different, and you see it. And then in the back of your mind, you're like, we should have stopped that guy. Or look at that house violating this and that. You're just saying it to yourself, not to the officer.
Yeah, it's a different perspective being behind the wheel right there.
And
you feel that pressure right away when something goes, the sirens go back.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
So this is some inside baseball. So he's now a sergeant, a lieutenant, Chris Kurtz was my first ride along 22 years ago, right? And he was the first one to have a dog. So if you're watching this, Chris, this is a good story. So we had just stopped at the only Starbucks that we had or something. So we both get our cup of coffee. It was, you know, 7 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden a code three comes on. And code three are police officers. A code three is somebody's in imminent danger, okay? So the lights and sirens have to go on. You can't ride with lights or sirens, one or the other, without the other one. You got to be together for public safety. So we both have our coffee. He goes, here. So he gives me his cup of coffee, and then we take off. I mean, I have the seatbelt on, but then I'm like, you know, riding, and then I'm like with my legs, like forcing myself so I'm in there. And it was a heck of a ride. I mean, your adrenaline's flowing because of that. I'm worried about getting hot coffee all over my legs and my groin and whatever. I'll never forget that. So, Officer Kritz, if you see this on there, it was my first time.
It was insane. Anyway, it's insane, yeah.
So, okay, so what's going to come up in the staff? What are some of the things that you like to see or recommend for that you want the council? Because the good thing is you can all talk together. You know, it's an agenda
that you
meeting.
Brought up. It was something that you, when you were in council.
I was the first one. The city manager hated it because we had it was two city managers ago. It was Jerry Caden. And he had been there 25 years, so he was the dean. You know, he ran his council, okay? It wasn't there around. So I come on, and then Curtis came on, and then we wanted to do stuff. So he was, like, mad that we actually wanted to do stuff. So I brought up, why don't we have a meeting so we can all talk on there? He fought it. And then finally, we just called it, right? Agendize it. Dr. Mary Stauffer was the only one that showed up at the Columbia. And he sat there the whole time. And, like, didn't help wow. promote it and so forth. So we did, and we talked, and we got some things done. And so now when you see the things as far as where the things go into from the city, efficiency, adaptability, communication, all that, those five items, that came from that. And we said all those things had to go into that.
And this is a great opportunity for us to really come together as a council to share our vision, our goals, and in a public setting, because the Brown Act,
you can't
discuss items with more than two individuals.
We've talked about it. So Horacio can talk to Mayor Sosa. Okay, the two of them can talk. Hey, we want to paint every wall in the city blue. Okay, that's UCLA blue, but no. Anyway,
red, but for the Trojans.
No. Hey, don't go there, dude. Sir. Anyways, so you can have two, okay? Any two can talk to each other. That you can't go to the third one, then that's a Brown Act violation. So when you see him and the rest of the council at the Gangs at a Downey lunch, at the Christmas tree lighting, at any events together, the inspiration dedication, it's okay. The five council people can be together as long as they're not promoting
or
anyone.
Talking business. Or
talking, or you can even talk business, but you can't talk about something that's coming up on the agenda. So that's what that is. So this meeting that they called, they can all do exactly do that. The public is welcome, although most people don't want to go there for 4 hours and so
We're
forth.
We're going to be there from 10 to 2?
Yeah. Are you guys taping it?
Oh, that's a good. I don't know if we're going to tape it. Yeah, I don't think so.
So that's kind of interesting right there. Maybe you should. Anyway, but that's a good thing because you can. And so what are some of the things that you want to discuss with your colleagues there?
From my goal right now for the next coming year, I want to make sure that we finish at least the Woodruff Beautification Project that's still on the road, works. I actually want to upgrade my parks. One of them is Brookshire Park. That's right behind the liquor store there on Brookshire. There's some swings that have holes, and it needs a little upgrade on that area. Yeah. I want to focus on more safety on walkability of our city, the infrastructure. Those are more the immediate actions I want to do. And citywide, I want to make sure that we are advertising our city and making sure that we bring in more higher-end businesses and saying, hey, this is the place to be in our the best city to be in, and we're a business-friendly community. I know we hear a lot that we have three Chick-fil-A's, how many McDonald's, how many Starbucks. And it's true. I think you mentioned often that these businesses come because we eat here. I think we're the ones that bring drive this.
It's our fault.
But how can us as a business advertise other businesses to come in? Sure. I'm trying to bring in more businesses that Hector Sosa is a big promoter of bringing businesses that pay higher wages.
Right.
I want to bring in more different cuisines, different family-oriented businesses for our family.
I heard a secret about a Korean barbecue, maybe.
Ooh, there's coming up soon.
Within walking distance of where we're sitting right now. Okay. We don't know anything about that. I know.
But we're trying to make sure that how can we advertise so we can be these businesses that want to come in. So we don't have another Starbucks. We don't have another Chick-fil-A, another Raising Cane's. I don't want to make sure I don't allow a business to come in. I want to make sure that we advertise our city pretty well. So we say this is a great place to be.
Good. Anything else that we, is there anything that you can mention that may be in the works? You would have officially already done it, so
I'll be the first council member to
I know
it.
You're good about that, and that's okay. You know, I know when you find out from Irma and from downstairs and everything else and stuff like that. So how have you been personally? I see you out there. How the council, you, this has fit right into your life. I mean, you're running a restaurant, which is not easy to do. And you're very active on the council. So if we, people see you out there, one of the things I'm real proud of you, too, you respond to people on the comment section and you do get back to them on there. So tell us about your life. Is like, you go out and feed the first responders, too. That was nice.
It's interesting. You know, the restaurant business here has been a little hard, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You know, California has not been an easy state to work with, I would say. And that kind of plays a part of how I am a council member. You know, I see how California plays a part in my business. And I'm like, oh, I don't want that to happen in my community. Oh, what little part or big part I can play in businesses here.
Right.
It's a little hard to balance everything. But I think I have the support of my family, which is I appreciate my family. So my mom, my dad, my siblings, and all my staff at El Pescador. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I would not be in this position without your support. You guys really, you know, help me out. And when I'm at events, you take charge over there. And then it's just I can go in and saying, I know I have a good team.
Yeah,
I have a good support.
By the way, the cute little boy that's always with him is his nephew, not his kid. Ask me that. Is that his kid? I go, no, it's not his kid.
I'm starting to bring him to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little story. A lot of people don't know this, but my dad put me to work at 8 years old. And so I try to take my niece and nephew to work as often so they can take chips and salsa to the tables or learn a little bit about the business.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's actually pretty cool.
I don't want them to have a...
You and Elon Musk take the kid to work.
Oh, I know. I saw him at the White House.
I thought that was kind of weird in his head and stuff like that. Yeah. So you know what? What a great experience. You know, it doesn't happen today as much, except some of the traditional values like that. But when I came from Cuba, I was a refugee, and everybody went to work, and I helped out with a paper route. I mean, it was, you know, $5 a month. But you learn. You learn the value. You learn that if you put the paper closer to the door on Mrs. So-and-so, she'd give you a quarter tip. The service aspect of it. Yeah. So you do learn as a young kid.
And that's what I want to make sure, because that's what I want to promote too. I'm going to try to bring in this concept called Lemonade Day to Downey. I'm also working with Lemonade Day.
Lemonade.
To promote the youth to learn what it means to open a business, to get pull out a permit, to do all that.
Like making a lemonade stand.
Yeah, lemonade stand. And that's cute. Something I'm going to work with somebody to promote with maybe the Downey Chamber, some ambassadors, young ambassadors that want to open businesses, you little kids, teenagers, to want to learn how to open a business. I think it's people nowadays or young kids think it's easy cash with TikTok, with this technology, but I think they forget the value of working for that dollar.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that I can be a leader to show him, hey,
that's good.
How do we earn that dollar?
And you're the great example. Being a young person, you know, you're still vibrant and cool. I mean, I try to talk to somebody. I'm like, yeah, you're an old dude with white hair and, you know, you're overweight and, you know, ready for Social Security out there. But you have a little bit of credibility with that. That's awesome. I hadn't heard that. That's a great idea.
We're going to do that and show, you know, 112 Cafe was opened by young entrepreneurs, Sam and Sarah.
Absolutely.
And so something that just opened in my district, it's called Panderia.
Yeah.
It's like a little for food, for treats for dogs and cats. Young entrepreneur. And so I think we need a little bit more of that. Bring in the youth here. And then when I went to talk to Columbus, they gave me ideas of round one, Spucha. And I brought it up to council. And I knew round one was coming in.
Yeah.
So when they brought up Spucha, but I didn't know I didn't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And so staff didn't know. And so
you want to explain it to people?
Round one Spucha is coming into where Sears is. So we're trying to help develop Sears and bring in more family oriented businesses. People think it's just a bowling alley, but it's just much more than that. It's a three-tier place where there's bowling alley, there's trampolines, there's a baseball court, basketball arcade. So it's a great place, and the third floor will possibly be a food court. So it's a great concept for kids and family, and the kids are the ones that brought up. So right if there. You guys go to TikTok or you go to Instagram, just look up Round One Spucha, and it's a whole different
area
for kids.
And then right next door, the Planning Commission approved that. It's called Bruce's Paws or something.
The arcade.
The arcade down there, lifting up on there. And it has a lot of them. There are a lot of them in Japan. And this is the ninth one. This young man has built them all up in a year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting concept on there. I mean, we approved it. There's nothing wrong with it on there. But it's like, you know, the claw thing. But it's not just for the for the stuffed animal. It's going to be for like a watch or for whatever. It's expensive.
I'm itching to say something that I know, but I have to wait a little bit longer. But there's another business coming in for family oriented family for kids to enjoy, and I'm excited for that.
That's great. We're looking forward to
Next few years. Just expect this year is going to be a year with a lot of big announcements.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for our residents,
and that's great. I think that's what Downey residents want to hear. That there are people on the go. I think we have a great staff now, and we got five council people that are rowing together.
And that's a great thing. What you said, that exactly. Having the staff on the same page and council on the same page, we're all going together, and I appreciate the staff who really is working hard to share our vision and then want to execute it. And I just appreciate everything they're doing and helping us out. So that's one thing. We're working together to accomplish a lot. And that's what happens. If we're all on the same page, same wavelength, and we're working together, a lot can accomplish in 1 year or 2 years. So
and some of the things you're setting up, I mean, are things that may not happen. I mean, you lay the foundation on there, and it's like all legacy things. It takes 2 or 3 years or you're doing it, but you guys have set the tone. You started last year, you're doing it now, and so forth. We celebrated the 10-year anniversary of Doodalicious last week out there, and you know, again, that was something that happened. You know, that if you look at it, I can't believe it's been 10 years, but there's things on that wall that are no longer here. That was the artist rendering. But again, those are, you know, what's funny is when we laughed when the dedication came out. So we all have, you're going to have things like that, and you're going to have some great legacy projects. You're going to look back after you're out of office like, oh, I had a part in that. That Jerry Caden said that to me once on there. You're going to drive around town, and you're going to like, oh, I had a part in that. Nobody else knows, but, you know, the street sign, that was, you know, me pushing that stuff. But, you know, I was part of the opening of the Columbia, the Promenade, you know, Portos. So those are great legacy projects. But one that I really had a lot to do with but is not recognized is on the Doodalicious. So what happened was it didn't get dedicated till late December 2014. I was off of council early December. I was termed out. And so the rule is kind of, even though it had been started, I was almost finished, whoever is on the council of the day of the dedication, that's who get their names on the plaque. So on that plaque down there, my name is not on there. And it was nice. Don Lamkin and all of them, they said last week it wouldn't have happened without me. So what's funny is I have probably more to do with that than anything else, and that's the one my name.
Yeah.
There was one of the council members that his name is on there, had never even been to a meeting yet, and his name is on the plaque on there. So you're going to have those things, okay, and stuff like that.
I want to give a shout-out to former Mayor Mario Trujillo, who's one of his – projects, which is the Pulse of Life, just starting to happen for domestic abuse. For to me, some reach out to our police officers just in case there's so many issues with that's domestic great. Abuse. So
that's great.
That just happened. So if you Downing Patriot, that's they just put an right. article in regards
that's
to that.
That's great. That's great. There's a couple things like that that you know that are today you don't ever think about. I mean, and you know, I'm old. You never think about domestic abuse, although I see a lot of it being on the police as chaplain on there. Mayor Sosa brought up, I think he is also talking about mental health for men.
Men, that's another thing.
And so learned. Forth. And, you know, again, my generation, we just toughed it out. You know, we're Latino guys, and it's like you don't even think about it. But, you know, I'm vulnerable, you know.
Yeah, and then he's a huge promoter for that or yeah. to make sure yeah. that men's wellness is not really talked about.
Yeah.
And we have he's great as a mayor. He has a steady hand and yeah. His big project is for Nonprofit Expo where all right. these we have a lot of nonprofits, a lot of organizations that help. And how do we bring them all together so residents yeah. know what each one does?
I love that. I love that you're talking about some of his things and he talked about some of your things and we're talking about everybody. That's the way it should be. But 2 years ago, it wasn't that way. So we're lucky to have changed the tone. We're lucky to have had you in there. So,
and that's what I always bring up. When I got into council, I wanted to make sure that you feel like we're a united council. And whatever my success or his successes are my successes. So I try to bring that unity of our council together.
That's great. That's great. So any last things you want to add, you want to bring out? You haven't been here in a while. Wow. You're always welcome as
thank
a co-host.
You.
you're part of the team, man, but it's all good.
No, thank you so much for bringing on. I'm always excited to be here to share what's coming up in Downey. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, 562-445-7572. I'm always a phone call away or a text away.
See, I love that, okay? You can't say you're accessible and then not be accessible, okay? That was awesome on there. I was the first one ever put my cell number in the paper when I did a mayor's corner. I mean, you're talking now a long time ago. And some people called me just to see if it was real.
Yeah, somebody
you know?
Called
and stuff like that. And then when you return their call, they're like, really? Is this really you? God bless you on there. Folks, we're lucky to have some new, young, vibrant, you know, ethical leaders that want to make our community. Last night, somebody talked about service and being a servant on there. And God bless you. I appreciate you. And folks, thank you for listening and tuning in to Talking Downey. You know, we welcome your thoughts. We welcome your comments. And thank you to our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union, for over 80 years, over 80,000 members. $2.5 billion in assets started right here in the city of Downey. So thank you, Financial Partners, for making this episode and this show work. So great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
On there, God bless you, my friend. On there, folks, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario
and Horacio.